Since the 19th century, thousands of ancient artifacts have been looted from Asian countries, ending up in Western museums and private collections.
To steal them and call it a business is a crime.
Now, archaeologists, activists, and lawyers are joining forces to hunt them down and bring them home.
To me, this is an imperial prison. The room is full of colonial loot and colonial plunder.
So it's 100% match, and the measurements match, the stylization matches.
In a two-part special report, 101 East follows the quest to return Asia's stolen artifacts. Roshan Mishra is visiting a crime scene. Decades ago, some 600-year-old sacred artifacts were stolen from here. In 2021, five of them turned up for sale at Bonhomme's auction house in France.
What you're seeing now is the replicas. And if you look at the old image, it looked horrible. You can see how that door looks, and then above the door it's completely empty, right? There are no gods and goddesses. Everything is missing. It is believed that it happened between 1970s and 18s. You know, lots of peoples were here, lots of probably gods were here, right? But in the night, these objects disappeared.
So it's quite amazing, you know, how those objects left this courtyard and reached to Bonhomme's.
Roshan volunteers for the Nepal Heritage Recovery Campaign, or NHRC. The group learnt the relics were up for auction in Paris after receiving a tip-off via the website Lost Arts of Nepal.
Whoever runs that page has got a wealth of information, wealth of evidences. They were personally in touch with us and they were trying to find out how we can stop the auction. Each of these pieces was priced around $3,000 to $5,000. We're running out of time. The auction was meant to begin in 24 hours.
Roshan says auction houses and private collectors might ignore groups like his, but pressure on social media can force them to pay attention.
Eventually, Bonhomme's was tagged on Twitter. And they were also tagged in Instagram. There was a newspaper article came, you know, how, you know, with all the evidence and all the facts. And I think they had too much push.
The social media posts led to an international outcry, and the items were withdrawn from the auction.
That was a very fulfilling experience, you know. But the sad part is we don't know how to get it back because it's in France. So it's a very tricky situation. We have got no fund to bring it back to Nepal. In a simple language, I think it's an effort to bring our culture heritage back to our own country, to the people whom it belongs to. When you go to any of the cultural heritage sites, especially in the morning, you'll see how the rituals are performed. We have to touch and feel the deity. You know, we put tikka on the forehead, we pour milk, we spread grains, we put fruits. They need to be worshipped. It was never meant to stay inside a glass box or in a pedestal. In a way, it's very disgusting for us to kind of see it in that way.
Roshan says his team is inspired by the India Pride Project, which operates on a much larger scale. It was founded in 2014 by Vijay Kumar.
To put things in perspective, India brought back 19 antiquities from 1970 to 2012. 19, that's it. As of now, we have crossed 300 since 2014. We hope to go over 1,000 in the coming years. Not a single one of them have been paid for. So it takes about 8,000 hours to track a single artifact. And we are now tracking, or we are looking for about over 10,000 objects. Bulk of them are in the US, UK, France, and Australia.
Vijay's organization has volunteers all over the world.
Active users, we would talk about 2,000 people who are actively contributing. And our request is very simple. You want to be part of our team, you go anywhere in Europe, you are in America, you see a shop floor having an Indian art object, take a photo if it's not risky for you. And each one of them who have contributed images from museums all over the world is a volunteer. Take the case of the Oxford Ashmolean Museum, for example. This particular bronze of Thirumangai Alvar, the Ashmolean was provided the evidence in 2018 about the stolen bronze.
I'm Senthil Kumar Balasubramanian. I am a tech entrepreneur and an investor. We live in Buckinghamshire, not too far from Oxford. Well, I came to the UK in 2005 to do my postgrad in device physics at University of Bristol. I came across the India Pride project. I reached out to Vijay maybe a year ago, and I've been volunteering with IPP for the last year or so. This time I'm going to go and look for the Thirumangai Alvar statue. We believe it was stolen in 1957, and the Indian government quite recently in February 2020 requested the Ashmolean Museum to return it back. So it seems like nothing has changed. There has been significant delay in repatriation of this said statue.
Room 32, India from 8600.
To me, this is an imperial prison. The room is full of colonial loot and colonial plunder. But again, the same sense of injustice. And I think we are right here next to Thirumangai Alvar, and this is the statue that's in contention.
To me, holding someone else's cultural artifacts is embarrassing to the people doing it. It's a bit bizarre to see a statue outside a sacred place.
As you can see, it's standing majestically, waiting to be repatriated. And there is even a sign that says that it could have been stolen. Well, it is stolen, so you better get your act together.
It's not just enough to put a poster on a wall and say, well, we've done our best. I don't think that's good enough.
Back in Kathmandu, Roshan is meeting with his NHRC colleagues.
We do this every month, and it is good for us that every month we meet here, gather here, we talk about our experience.
We are all good. I am very worried about this. What is going to happen in France? What is going to happen in France? What is going to happen in France? What is going to happen in France?
Sanjay Adhikari is the group's lawyer.
So every single case, he's like amazing. Like, he finds all the information, he makes all the paperwork that is required. Now, all these museums, they want to see evidences, but they want to know all the facts and figures. And if we are not able to supply that, these objects will never come back.
My current focus is on Shivalinga. Lost Arts of Nepal has located it in the Art Institute of Chicago. We believe it was stolen from Pashupatna Temple, and I am working to try and prove it.
In the 60s, when Nepal was open to the rest of the world, till 90s, I think roughly 70 to 80% of our heritage cultural properties dissipate from this country. And mostly they are scattered around Europe and America.
We think the Shivalinga was smuggled across the Nepal-India border in 1984. Then it reappeared at Sotheby's auction in London. It was then bought by some wealthy art collectors, the Alsop family, and transported to the US. In the 2000s, it was donated to the Art Institute of Chicago, where it is today.
So this is the area from where the god, the Shivalinga, was actually stolen in 1984. So this is the place from where it was stolen. The backside, the wall and other portion is still the same. See?
Sanjay calls some local elders to ask if they remember the statue.
Hello. Vande namaste. Ma Sanjay Adhikari. हामी एउटा यहाँ यो अस्ति एउटा चतुर्मुखी महादेव त्यो ऊ यहाँ ठ्याक्कै पञ्चदेवलको बाहिरको आठौँ शताब्दीको एउटा यहाँको मैले दाईलाई ठ्याक्कै फोन गरेको छु किनकि दाईहरू यहाँ बच्चामा अब खेलेको दाईहरूको त होल फ्यामिली नै कति जेनेरेसनदेखि ल हस् हस् दाई हस् हस् थ्याङ्क यू
दिस म्यान सेड हि ग्रु अप अराउन्ड हियर एन्ड रिमेम्बर्स द शिवलिङ्ग बिइङ हियर. I will submit his testimony along with the photographic evidence. I hope it's enough to convince the museum to return it.
In India, Vijay is going to visit the temple where the Tirumangai Alva bronze was stolen from. He wants to put pressure on the Ashmolean Museum.
I think from our own side, we've given time enough for the current holders to do the right thing. I think it's time we get more aggressive and get the local communities involved. வெளிநாட்டுக்கு போயிருக்கு அப்படின்றத எப்போ உங்களுக்கு தெரிய வந்தது? தெரிஞ்ச போது உங்களோட இது எப்படி இருந்தது? என்ன நினைச்சீங்க?
1957 காணா போனதுன்னு ஃபைல் பண்ணியிருந்துருக்குறாங்க.
இது வந்து ஒரிஜினல் ஆவணம் 1957 எடுத்தது.
We have archival photography by the French Institute of Pondicherry in 1957. In fact, it's dated 22nd of June 1957. So it's a 100% match and the measurements match, the stylization matches.
மேத்யூ போக்டர்னாஸ்னு சொல்லிட்டேன். ஸோ அவங்கக்கிட்ட சொல்லி இதே மாதிரி எங்கள் சிலைன்னு கேட்டபோது அவங்க விசாரிக்கும் போது என்ன பண்ணிட்டாங்க, அவங்களோட மியூசியமோட வெப்சைட்லேயே செட் டு பி ஃப்ரம் சுந்தர பெருமாள்.
அதுக்கு எந்த அளவு வேணாலும் யாருக்கிட்ட வேணாலும் லெட்டர் கொடுக்கணுமா இல்லை என்ன பண்ணணும்?
ஒரு நம்ம அப்புறம் முயற்சிகள்லாம் என்ன எடுக்கணுன்றது சொல்கிறோம். இப்போ மெயினாக என்னென்னா மீடியாவில் வந்து இதை
When the bronze was stolen way back in 1957, the robbers replaced it with a fake, a replica, which is still being worshipped today.
இந்த கோயிலில் நிறைய விசேஷங்கள் நடந்துகிட்டு இருந்துச்சு. அந்த விசேஷங்கள் நடக்காம போனது காரணம் எங்களோட உண்மையான சிலைகள் அங்கே இருக்கிறதுனால தான். அந்த சிலைகள் எங்களுக்கு வந்து கிடைச்சிருச்சுன்னா நாங்கள் எங்களை பொறுத்த ஒரு எங்கள் ஊரோட சிறப்பு கிடைக்கும். எங்கள் ஊர் மக்கள் எல்லாம் சேர்ந்து அதுக்கான பாதுகாப்பும் கொடுப்போம்.
The priests and the temple community have offered us their full support. The ball is now in the Ashmolean's court to do the right thing.
In Bhaktapur, Nepal, conservationist Rabindra Puri is working on another approach to secure the return of stolen artifacts.
So not many people have seen this. This is a special access. What you see here are the replica of the stolen sculptures. And this is a replica of Vishnu, which was stolen from a very prominent place called Changu Narayan. So this is from 6th century, very old sculpture, also stolen from Patan. I started to think, what can I do? You know, what can I do? How can I make people aware? And then the concept of Museum of Stolen Art came in my mind.
Rabindra has a team of artisans working to create 50 perfect replicas of stolen artifacts.
We want to make our people aware about how big the art theft problem in this country, you know. Their heart must weep and their blood must boil.
Complete one like कती और कत time लगा साला
कितनी नहीं है मंडले अच्छी होने वाली डेढ़ साढ़े तीन महीने देख लगा
so I often come to this place to check how the replica is progressing
ये इसमें कती mistake हुई ऐसी ताशी ऐसा कती
ठीक है
ना
ठीक I'm so proud of our artisans you know they are really unbelievable yeah When we open the museum, I would like to speak directly to the Western museums. Please give us back our deities and we are going to give you the replica. Providing them replica could be a good solution. I hope one day our museum will be empty. And all our temples are again full of our deities. So that's my goal.
Back in Tamil Nadu, celebrations are underway. 10 antiquities have been returned from the United States and Australia to temples across the region. Vijay has come to join the festivities at the Kailasantha Temple.
I would say this is one of IPP's biggest success stories. This is the first time I'm visiting the temple since the repatriation. He's been the star attraction. Everybody is now coming here to worship, and it's you can see this place used to get about 10-15 people. Now thousands are visiting this temple to just see him as well.
Across the state at Sayavanam Temple, worshippers are welcoming back a statue that's been missing for 60 years.
Eighth generation aga, engal kumbam, engal tandiyar. இதை சுவாமி பூஜை பண்ணிட்டாங்க ஆராதனை முறையாக நான் வந்திருக்கிறேன் கடந்த 2 ஆண்டுகளுக்கு முன்னால் இந்த சாமி கிடச்சிருக்கு உங்கள் சாமி தான் எனக்கு ஐடென்டி சொல்ல முடியுமா அப்படின்னு கேட்டாங்க அதனால் அவங்க இந்த சாமி அடையாளம் சொன்ன உடனே ஃபோட்டோ கட்டி சாமி இதாயா எங்கள் சாமி அப்படின்ட்டு உடனே சொல்லு இதா எங்கள் சாமி சாமியை பார்க்குறேன் அப்படி இருக்கு என்னுடைய குழந்தை மாதிரி நான் வந்தேன் வெரி லேட்டாக இருந்தது ஒரு 5 ஹவர்ஸ் இப்போ நிறையா
Looting in India is still extremely high. In the last 20 years, more than 1,200 thefts have been reported in temples of Tamil Nadu alone. The illegal trafficking of antiquities is still very much a thriving business.
Our laws are very weak. Our borders are very, let's say, open. There is an element of corruption that is there as well. And today, thanks to the internet, it's anonymous. Anybody can buy, anybody can sell, no names are disclosed, and these objects fade away into oblivion.
The high value and demand for Asia's precious stolen artifacts can spell danger for those trying to locate and return them.
I think we got to be careful, because what I would say is there are still active group of people who are trading cultural object, right? They were aware about the work that we do, but I won't let that stop us.
I don't tell a lot of things to my family. My family usually knows much about my teaching, about my legal profession, but not much about my campaigns. So I don't share the threat that I get with my family and my friends, because they might get worried about it. If we get killed, we will be killed as a person who was working for a cause. So this is what motivates us every day to work, and it creates problem to a lot of people.
In one hand side, I'm risking my life, but I don't care, because I have always done what my heart told me to do or what my heart tells me. It's a living culture, you know, like people are going there to pray, and people have such a big faith on these sculptures. So to steal them and call it a business is a crime.
In Nepal, there's been a breakthrough for Roshan and his team.
Initially, we're thinking that, you know, when we started the repatriation campaign, we may be able to get one or two a year. And then to have five at one go, like, yeah, over the moon. Yeah. So it was quite an emotional moment. Sanjay Ji was able to witness this moment. So I'm sure it was very overwhelming.
I felt really emotional. It is so satisfying, you know, to see the fruits of your labor.
One of these objects was the sculpture Sanjay was investigating at the Pashupatinath temple, the Shivalinga. Yeah, so it was quite amazing moment. So it's wonderful, you know.
I believe when we take Shivalinga back to Pashupatinath, there will be a youth festival. Traditional instrument will be played, the community will be involved, the government will be involved. There will be a huge celebration for this. Every evening I go to Pashupatinath. When I come to this place, I have this sensation of the feeling of we. It's not I, you, but this connects us together. So that is why the heritage is important for me, for the people here. All the members of the community come together.
We need to start respecting each other's culture. Once we start doing that, I think the world will become more dignified.
Next week on 101 East, the sleuths hunting down artifacts stolen by one of the world's most notorious art thieves.
We know now the path. Many of the statues that went through his hands, Ted.